You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. As every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You see that the grace of God is manifold. It comes in different ways and in different dimensions. That's why you must not be envious of another person's gift, and you must not be proud of your own gift. All of us are expressing God. The intention of God is that the church would manifest His wisdom. God wants to use us as audiovisual to express His wisdom to the world. And that's why no matter our number, we are not sufficient to express God. God is that great that all of us will not be able to fully express God. But then He says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same. Use your gift. Focus on your gift. Don't try to envy somebody else's gift. Your gift is as crucial, is as important as any other gift. Don't underestimate your gift. I always illustrate it this way. We publish our books. We don't sell it. We distribute them for free. Now, my name is on those books as the author of those books. But in reality, the real author is the Holy Spirit. And then it took some people who sacrificed their money consistently, who regularly put their money down and say, print these books. You may never get to know those people. You may never get to see them. But you will probably never get to read those books without those people also. You may see me and thank me. Well, that is human, because you don't know those people. You don't know people who are involved behind the scene. And you also may not see the Holy Spirit where He inspired every word in those books. And so you see my name and then you thank me. I would be foolish to let that enter my head and to think that I have done something. And we are not saying this to try to be humble. In reality, we can do nothing without Jesus. But the emphasis is this. Focus on your own gift, that area that you have gifted. That's what he's saying. As every man has received the gift. What is your own gift? You know, sometimes you might be so concerned. In a football field, every player has a position. So if you're a defender and the striker is not performing well, you can't leave your position and go and play defense. And go and play as an attacker rather. The coach will remove you because you are not serious. Even though it looks like you want to help. But who is going to play your own role? Never neglect your role. Except if helping others will not make you neglect your own responsibility. Please, God is too great. We cannot finish expressing Him. In whatever way He has chosen to express Himself through you, through your own life, through your own hand, please be faithful. Just do it faithfully. Do you remember the widow Anna? She just prayed. She just spent her life fasting and praying. But one day, Jesus came and she had the privilege to hold Jesus in her hand. I want you to know that a baby Jesus, a full-grown Jesus, is still Jesus. You see? That day for that woman eventually came when that her ministry brought that honor to her. Please be faithful in what you are doing. There were women in Luke chapter 8 that the Bible said they ministered to the need of Jesus Christ. You may not know them, even though they mentioned their name. We didn't see much about them. But you know the disciples were following Jesus Christ. We know about the disciples, the Peters of this world, the Paul, John, the James, the Andrew, and all of them. But these women were critical in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. And so many people did many critical things, but they may not be popular. Our gift is not about popularity. If your own gift make you popular, I beg you by the mercy of God, never allow it to enter your head. One of the most terrible things you can ever do in ministry, in serving the Lord, is to touch the glory of God. The fame is not for you, it's for Him. You are a donkey. He is riding you. Don't think that the fame is for you. It's for Him. And you also, that you may not be prominent, you are critical. Serve, he said, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You are only a steward of the grace of God. You are not better than others, and you are not less than others. We are all only a steward of the grace of God. This message may go all over the world. People may hear my name in it. That is part of the grace that is given to me. Some of you, your grace may be to share it in family platform. Your grace may be to share it to your friend. It could come in different ways. Your grace may even be to just pray that as many as will listen to it, they will know Jesus Christ. I am not more graced than you. I am only expressing that aspect God wants me to express. You are expressing your part. Please let all of us be faithful. Let all of us be humble. Don't ever see yourself as being better than others, nor less than others. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.